Welcome to Journey to Alignment, the podcast, where you come to learn about the journey it takes to fully lean into your purpose. I'm your host, Sam Harper, and founder of Sharper Advising. Together, we will learn about the beaten path and the methods it takes to be a trailblazer. Everyone's journey is different, and I want you to know that you're right on time and everything is falling into place. Your path doesn't have to look the same as anyone else's. When I'm rising, so are you. Let's get into it. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Journey to Alignment. I'm so happy you are here. And I want to just share with you in real time what is going on in my life. So my intention with sharing parts of my journey along the way was I was going to do this in chronological order a little bit and kind of pick up where I left off from episode 2, which was when I started talking about parts of my journey. And I was going to start there, but my life right now is in a very interesting transition. And I felt like it was just appropriate to talk about what's going on in real time right now, because I know that I'm not alone in this, and I just wanted to share part of my reality and hopefully spread some encouragement and hope throughout what might be going on in your life. So I've been living in this house that I'm in now for the past 2.5 years with Quinny, and a dear friend of mine owns it, and she decided recently that she was going to sell the house, which is unexpected. Great timing for her, not great timing for Quinn and I. But with that being said, like, what is great timing? You know, like, I feel like people, when you get to milestones or big transitionary times in life, it's either this isn't the right timing, or I wasn't ready for this, or, you know, whatever the case is. People get pregnant, like, oh, it was unplanned. I don't know. This is not great timing. You know, all of the things, right? And that's how I initially felt about this move of, oh my gosh, I actually have a lot of things already up in the air. A lot of things out of the home, for one, like work, recording podcasts, having people here, lots of traveling in the near future. And I'm like, oh man, this is an unexpected plot twist in the journey, because I just have so much going on and it's all happening at the same time. And I initially freaked out and had an emotional moment about it, which I'm so glad that my body was able to embody it and feel fully into that so that I could release and move on. And I just want to let you guys all know that if you are going through a plot twist in your journey, in your life right now, allow yourself to lean into whatever emotions are wanting to come up rather than putting them on the back burner, because that will prevent you from being able to see clearly in the next step you need to take moving forward. And I'm saying that from personal experience. I've not felt my emotions, and I've been super numb in the past and just head down, full survival mode. Let's get shit done. Like, I don't have time to feel. And what that has done has, it's led me in a direction that hasn't always been aligned with my best interest in mind, or has set me up for the success of future self. And right now, like I said, I'm just so grateful that I was able to take a minute, take a pause, feel everything fully, have moments of crying, have moments of, oh shit, what am I going to do? Have moments of excitement even, and joy of, you know, this gets to be fun. I get to choose fun in this moment rather than despair or heartache or overwhelm. And I will let you know, like, definitely felt overwhelmed for a little while. I go through these moments of, I've got this all together. This is totally fine. I'm going to stay in flow. I'm going to stay in an abundant mindset. The best thing is going to come to me. And then the next day I'm having a full breakdown of like, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what's going on. Like, this is all happening all at the same time. This is very uncomfortable. And where I'm at right now is a pretty steady, stable, emotional place about all of it. Yes, I have a ton going on. Is it perfect timing? Absolutely not. Is there such thing as perfect timing? I don't think so. But I do believe in alignment, obviously. Part of the name of this podcast, and I preach about it all the time, is, are you living your authentic truth? Are you living in alignment? How do you get to alignment? How do you stay there? All of that. And I want to share with you also part of what's going on with this move that's just been very eye-opening for me. So I did have another house basically fall in my lap. I didn't have to look for it. It seemed like it was the perfect fit. And I was moving forward with this house. It's 4 minutes from where I currently live. It's a 3-bedroom with a guest house. I'd still be able to do work out of my home. And it's pretty cute, renovated on the inside. It seems like it should be the right fit. I moved forward. I talked to the homeowner several times. And then I got the lease emailed to me. I opened it up 3 or 4 times. I opened it up, I looked at it, and I closed it, which is uncommon for me to not proceed with a document or a process that technically checks all the boxes. So I started to really think about this, like, why am I having such resistance to signing this lease? Like, what is going on? I even sent over money. I sent them money to help ease their nervous system a little bit. I'm like, okay, if I just put the earnest money in, that gives me a little extra time to sit on this and decide why I'm not wanting to sign this. And just this weekend, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna stroll by the house again. I need to go there and feel it. Because you know me, I tap into my energy and I feel it in my body. And I pulled up and my body was like, no, this is not the place for you. And I was kind of going back and forth, like this inner dialogue of, no, this seems really right. Like, it's close. I don't have to change much. It's going to be a fast move. Like, this is all good. My body kept saying, no, no, no. I walked the premises of the house, peeked through the windows. Body said no. And I was like, okay, this is a no. And I want to share this because on the outside, it really truly does check all of these boxes that I need and I'm desiring and I'm wanting for the next place that Quinn and I are going to move into. But energetically, it's not in alignment. And I can't really tell you exactly why it's not in alignment. It just doesn't feel right. And I know at this point in my life to trust that. That inner gut feeling, those pings of information that come through, those visceral body responses of yes or no, I completely trust because it's never steered me wrong in the past. It's one of the things that truly saved my life when I had cancer. My body was telling me something was wrong, and I listened to that. And I will share about that part of my journey another time. But I have had numerous occasions in my life where my body, energy, alignment will tell me something that doesn't match the outside. And I always trust what my inner guidance is telling me at this point because it's always spot on. So give yourselves the chance to slow down enough and listen to what your body is saying. Listen to those inner voices, that visceral body response, those pings of information that say yes or no. You know, you've probably heard this before. If it's not a full-bodied hell yes, it's a hell no. And allow the universe to surprise you. That's where I'm at right now. I am really surrendering over to what is supposed to come into my life, because I've had these strong downloads the past couple of weeks that these are the messages. It's going to be bigger than you think. It's not going to be what you think. It's going to feel unreal. It's going to come to you quickly. And then I've gotten visions of where I'm supposed to land. So I know that once I see it, I'll know it, that's the place. But I'm really allowing all of those downloads to sink in, and I'm following that. And that is how I'm staying in alignment in this particular part of my journey, even though it's pretty terrifying and scary, not knowing where I'm going to end up in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to be in this house for probably, well, technically I have 5 more weeks in this house, but I don't think I'll be here for 5 weeks. I think it'll move along. And the universe is testing me. Like, are you listening? Are you paying attention to the signs that I'm giving you? Are you staying true to what you preach? And I am, and I feel really, really good about that. But that doesn't mean to say that parts of this journey isn't scary or doesn't come with a whole subset of what ifs and am I doing this right? And so some ways that I'm staying grounded are, you know, meditation. Of course, like, I'm in meditation now more than probably ever. When I'm in big life transitions, I walk through life as if I'm in meditation. Everything that I do, I'm checking in with source. I'm checking with the universe. I'm checking in with my body. Like, what does this feel right? Is this the right move? So meditation, number one, a super, super key for big life transitions and listening. The other thing is my yoga practice. If my health is not well, then it's harder for me to tap in. And so making sure that my health is on point, eating right. And I've been doing a lot of body tapping. If you don't know what tapping is, you know, just eliciting some energy, tapping on the top of your head, the third eye, the throat, the heart chakra, the solar plexus, going down your body, really, really tapping and igniting those energy portals to come online so that I have deeper access to the messages that are coming through. And my goodness, lots of breathing. Breathing through all of it. The other day I was just gotten done with yoga, and man, this was a weird one for me. I had laid in Shavasana for the last complete third of class, which I've never done. If you know me, I'm a competitive person, and more so like competitive with myself. And so I'm always trying to up level in the things that I'm doing. Even in yoga, I'm like, oh, can I hold this pose longer? Can I breathe deeper? Can I stretch longer? All those things. And about 2/3 of the way in this class, I could not move. My body was like, no, girl, you need to lay down. And so again, just staying really true to what my body's telling me. So I laid in Shavasana. I went to work after that, and I was sitting at my computer. And this was one of those like overwhelmed moments where I was like, why did I choose this life? Why did I choose it like this? Because I am a firm believer that our souls choose to walk into this lifetime and deal with the traumas or the blessings that we are given. And in the moment, I was having a bit of a hard time, and I was like, why did I choose this? Why did my soul want this right now? And a girlfriend of mine called me, and then I just broke down in tears. All she had to say was, how's it going? And I was like, ma, I'm not okay. I'm breathing through it, but I'm not okay. I'm in public. Let me put my sunglasses on so people don't see me crying. So it was a whole moment, you guys. But all of that being said is just working through it, taking it one step at a time, and really, truly listening to the things that are coming up, and allowing that inner guidance to keep me on track in this set of my journey. Because I've tried to do things on my own in the past and it hasn't really worked out. And when I mean on my own, I mean like I wasn't reaching out to friends, I wasn't reaching out to family, I was not tapping into source, I was not asking for guidance. Like I was just like floating through life. I don't know. I think I was pretty lost. But now I have no other choice than to lean into all of it. And when I say I have no other choice is because I'm so committed to this part of my growth and this part of my journey and listening and asking for help and receiving help. That was another thing that I have not really been known to do in the past is receive help. I always thought that I had to figure it out on my own. I was brought up really, really independent, a family full of women, most of them unmarried, very strong. And my mom would always tell me growing up, like, you don't need a man for anything. You can do whatever you want. And which is great. Like, it's great because it made me really strong, super independent. Like, I can get all the things that I want in life. However, that does have challenges later in life when you're trying to have a romantic relationship with somebody and you're too stuck in finding like independence within that. So, you know, it's polarities and allowing yourself to receive. And so I'm learning that not just in romantic relationships, but in friendships, in work, in my business, in my connection to source, and really allowing people to help me, allowing people to love me, allowing people to celebrate me, and not feeling like I don't. Interesting that this is like kind of making me emotional. Feeling worthy of it. Feeling worthy to receiving all of the support, encouragement, celebration, love, and help. And man, if that's not growth, I don't know what is. So if you are on a journey and there has been some unexpected plot twists come up, allow yourself to pause and listen and really, really take action on the messages that are coming through for you, because source has our best interest in mind, even if that means it's going to mix up the plans, because maybe the plans that we had for ourselves aren't really the best plans. And I know this to be true, is that the universe surprises and delights me and has such a bigger plan for me than I could even possibly imagine. And so when things like this come up, and it takes a sudden shift and a turn, I know that the universe is planning and scheming for my benefit. Because had I continued down whatever path this is and stayed here, maybe I'd be limiting myself to more to come. So maybe for you, whatever plot twist is popping up, maybe there's just more to come on the other side. So stay encouraged, stay tapped in, listen to what's going on in your body, and go with the flow. Allow yourself to receive the messages, receive the support, and keep going. As you know, when I'm rising, when my vibrations are high, when my frequency is high, and you're around me, you're listening to me, you're supporting me near or far, you are also rising. So stick with it, you guys. I'm extending lots of love and light to you and hope that this plot twist results in something really, really beautiful for you. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Listening to this episode of Journey to Alignment. Don't forget to share your favorite takeaways on Instagram and leave a 5-star review. Until next time, friends, I rise, you rise.